We've just closed out the first half of 2022, and it wasn't pretty. The S&P 500 was down 20% year-to-date, the NASDAQ down 30% year-to-date. Currencies have been hit hard against the U.S. dollar, and Bitcoin has been slammed down 60% year-to-date. All of this coming from the dramatic shift in Fed policy, in which the priority is no longer on accommodative, investor-friendly monetary policy, rather an aggressive rate-tightening path in an effort to combat rocketing inflation. There was some U.S. dollar selling on Thursday, perhaps a lot of this having to do with a softer U.S. PCE core deflator read, but this shouldn't be enough to inspire confidence that inflation is anywhere near in check. Meanwhile, real personal spending in the U.S. just went negative, and softer economic data once again highlights risk for recession. It's important to note whatever price action we see between now and next Tuesday is price action that will be tough to give too much attention to. U.S. markets will be out for the long holiday weekend, and trading conditions will be extremely thin between now and then. As a side note, it will be interesting to see what comes of the euro now that the SNB has pulled away from being active in supporting the euro-Swiss rate. We wonder if the absence of this long-standing support could be a catalyst for the euro to head south of parity in the second half of this year. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from some CPI reads out of Japan, Japanese Tanken report, Eurozone inflation, U.S. ISM manufacturing, and U.S. construction spending. That's all for now.